ahora.
Dina parikshaye nilakuntalair banaruhananam bibhradavratam ghanarajaswalam darshayan muhur manasina nayam birajachasi. You should read.
Translation.
No, you should read this sloka.
Dina parikshaye nilakuntalai banaruhananam bibhradavratam ganarajasvalam darshayam mahur manati nakmaram virayachati.
You can read.
Dina parikshaye nilakuntalai banaruhananam bibhradavratam abritam ganarajasvalam darshayan mohur manasinasmaram virayachasi.
And you're good. You can do? All had become perfect. Huh? All are perfect. Dina parikshaye neelakuntalai banaruhananam bibhradavratam. Dina parikshaye means when day is over, parikshaye, khaye, khaye means, you know khaya, akchaya, no khaya, akchaya, parikshaye, parikshaye means sarva prakarena. Khaye. When it becomes
end
of the day, that is sandhya. Sandhya means evening. Sun is going to set, not already has gone set.
Dusk.
Huh?
It's called dusk.
Dusk.
D-U-S-K, dusk.
Dusk.
The conjunction between the day and night. Sandhya.
No.
But sun is there.
At about sun is seen not setting on horizon going to halt.
Going down the horizon.
Some light is there. At about 3 all cows after grazing become
satisfied. Full stomach.
And Krishna tells them, dhiri dhiri, you should come to me, and niri niri, and you should drink water,
kandu water,
and chu chu, you should drink water. And they are, by eating and drinking everything, by washing their mouths, they are ready to go to home. No? Now, they are remembering their sons and cough. So they do like humba, humba, humba. So Krishna plays on bansi and gathers all cows, all his friends, and becomes ready to return at that time. Dina parikshaye nilakuntalai banaruhananam bibhradavratam. Ananam, no? Ananam, Ananam mane, this face. Abritam
covered
by Nilkuntalai. By Nil means
blue.
Blue Kuntal. Cut hair.
Hair.
Something from here. So beautiful. And somewhat covered. As if lotus flowers are covered by bees.
Bamboo.
And Nilukuntali. Bibhrata. Bibhrata means
it looks like so beautiful.
As Bibhrata moon shines so beautifully. So his mouth becomes so beautiful. Bibhrata abritam. Dhanarajaswalam. Here dhan means what? Go dhana. Actually dhan is called
wealth.
Here wealth means go dhana. Cows are wealth. So dhan means go. Rajaswalam. Raja. Cows are coming, running for their boys. Krishna is taking their names in bansi, in color dhani. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling us. So they are running, and by their running, their feet dots goes to sky. And when they are falling on the tree leaves everywhere, and also on the mouths of all cowherds. Now the mouth of Krishna is covered everything by that Godhan Raja. And Krishna is coming with cows. He takes some cows in his lap. See here, like this. What? Embracing cows. His inner motive is not to embracing cows, but to show his face and wants to do the same with to whom he wants to see. Actually he has not played on foot, and he is playing on foot for cows gathering. His inner motive is to call gopis, and gopis has heard this and they are coming in the way, in kunj, in mahal ke
roof of the palace,
roof of the palace, everywhere they are. And Krishna coming, sometimes running and taking cows in his embracing, but doing like so. See, embracing cows, but like, as we take any man's photo, and man is doing anything only for photo. You understand my feeling? We are laughing, we are doing, we are posing anything, but so that this picture should come so good. So Krishna motive is the gopi should come and see my face, not at one time. Again and again he is doing so. He is laughing, he is taking, embracing cows, he is talking to friends, and but his main point, mood is that gopis should come and see me. Why? Smaram Veera Jachyasi. O Veer, Veer means Mathur Rash Veer. Veer, here. you can give us what we want, and if you can give, you are the, no? You have power to give that thing. So here, smara, you give smara. Smara means, what is the meaning of smara? Smara means smaran. First, you should know the meaning. Smara means to remember anything. And by that, anything else comes. No? They are saying, Krishna is showing his face again and again, covered with dust of cows, feet doves, and it becomes so beautiful. No? Anything, any black thing here, it makes Krishna double beautiful, or Srimati Radhika. Anywhere it is written, the panka. Panka means mud. If any mud comes on the face of Krishna, it becomes lakhs times beautiful as he was. So this feet dust of cows makes Krishna so much beautiful that by smara, they are remembering Krishna, that scene, and they become full of what? Calm. Not lust. Prem. So you give. Jachasmane gifts. You give. We don't want this. We want that we should be aloof from all these things. But you, by showing your face again and again, that you are not seeing, so Krishna wants that they should must see my face, so that they will have that mood. And having that mood, they will come automatically to me. So Krishna has so much motives in his heart. And that is why to make them so loving mood, Krishna is showing his face. Now we can go in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and hear Vaishnava Toshini. Gopis are telling here that in first in one slok before they had told Chalasi Jada Brajat Charayan Pasun Kalilatang Manaha Kanta Gachati. Kalilatang, we have explained that Kalilata. What is the Kalilata?
Uncomfortable.
Eh? Quarrel. Or between myself and our man.
Mind.
Is going on. Gopis are one side and their heart or mind is another side. Gopis are telling to their mind that why you are so much vyakul,
anxious.
Krishna is going to cowherd. Why you are anxious? So anxious. There is no reason for vyakul. Vyakul means kya hota
hai? Restless.
Arre thar, eh? Restless. Aur kuch hota hai? Eh?
Restless.
What is the meaning of restless?
Restless.
Vyakul. Ashanta.
Restless.
then mind is telling you are not a rasika at all. Not a drop of rasa in you, O gopis. You are like ignorant about this. So you are not feeling it in you. Because Krishna will go, we want he should go. But he should not have any kind of difficulty. Any, koi dukh unko na ho. And dukh na ho mane?
No trouble.
He should not have any trouble. He should lay there. But then gopis are telling, then why you are anxious? He goes to persuade cows. And cows go in so many places where there are thorns, there are some
stone chips
and other things. Then gopis are telling that, oh, kam premandha man. Premandha man mane? Blind. You are blind by love of Krishna. Actually, this is not going on this thing. But you are blind in prem, and you are thinking like so. Cows, no, Krishna has eyes. He will see where this spot is very good, where there are grass. He will keep his feet and he will walk on only sand, very smooth sands. Then mind is telling, oh, durbuddhi. Durbuddhi means?
Unintelligent.
Gopis. And you are not a rasik. And that is you are thinking like so. Cows are no wise. They are not wise. And they are viveka rahit. They cannot go on the actual path where is no thorns, no difficulty, no
stone chips.
They will run towards them. So Krishna will have to follow them to bring in correct way. So Krishna will have to go there. Then gopis are telling that, yes, we agree that Krishna will go there. But Brahma has created us to suffer. So you are suffering. Then mind is telling that you should suffer. I will go with prana. Lives and live this body, and you should be and you should suffer. I cannot suffer, mind is telling. So I must go out of this body, and you should suffer. So here he is telling that when there is no meeting with us, you give us suffering. We suffer for you. We feel separation and become so sad. Only that is not. Even when we meet, at that time also we feel that thing. You give us suffering. How? They are telling that in the evening, when you return with cows and friends in Vrindavan, in Goshtha, at that time your face is so beautiful, covered with cow's dust, and also with your this why you cover this? You should not cover, because we cannot see whole face. No? They want to see whole face. But yet it becomes so beautiful by covering. As if moon is coming out of darkness. So beautiful. His rays going here and there. So it looks like so beautiful. So your mouth is so beautiful. Yet covered with that dust and this curved hair. Here Raj has been called Dhana, of Dhana. Dhana means Godhan. It has value because Krishna has taken it to make his mouth more beautiful. So it is like a Dhan. Dhan means wealthy. This is. So Dhana Rajaswalam, Godhan. Why?
Krishna has taken it. What
is
he taken? That
cow's feet dust. And he is so much pleased. He is saying that I am so bhagyaman.
Fortunate.
I am so fortunate. Because these cows has given me a samay diya na, sujog diya. They have given me so opportunity that by grazing these cows I can meet you. Otherwise I could not meet. मैं उनसे मिल नहीं सकता था, किंतु गाय ही एक ऐसी रास्ता है जिसके वजह से मैं freely उनसे मिल सकता. I can freely meet them only by the medium of cows. Understand? समझ रहे हैं? बतलाओ तो.
Cows,
that their fish dust is coming and rubbing on his face. This is the inner mood. Vishwanath Chakravarti has given it from Vishwakosh, this meaning. He has derived this meaning from Vishwakosh. Dhan means Godhan also. Why Godhan? For this reason. Why Krishna has taken Mayur Pankha? Mayur Pankha means?
Peacock
of feather. Why? Because this feather gets inspiration for gopis in Krishna heart. And they introduce Krishna to dance with gopis. And this ras became from their, by their inspiration. Because they dance so beautifully. So he is telling that he used to dance. Mayur and Mayuri both dance, and they gave inspiration in Krishna, you should also dance. And that is why Krishna danced. So he has taken their feathers here on. It is also Dhanu. Krishna is here. He is taking cows, hares and cows, embracing, and also he is searching his cow herd friends. No. He is searching. He is not searching cowherd. He is searching anything more. But he looks like, for ordinary person, that he is searching only cowherds and cows. But that is not the fact. More fact that he is searching anything else. And in lakhs and lakh gopis he is searching one head. Not all. But Krishna does not want to declare all these things. At that time, when you are searching, we become so much restless by smara, because smara means smaran karna. Smara means to remember, mane smara, and by that remembering makes us so restless. We cannot live a moment there. We want to just meet you, like you are giving inspiration by taking cows and boys in your embracing. So we want that thing. It comes. That is called smara. At that time we become so suffer. Mane bahut dukhi ho jati hai. So in meeting you also, giving here, up till now, from morning to this time, we are so much suffering. And when you meet, you become more suffering to meet you. We are saying that you are here, Ganges is here, I want to drink water. From very distant place I have come here, crossing so many difficulties, I have come to the ghat of Ganga, bank of Ganga. Water is so beautiful and so sweet, but there is no ghat. No? You know?
No ghat, I cannot reach the water.
Yes. It is very difficult. To, we are so much thirsty. Water is available and huge quantity, water is flowing, but we cannot. Here is this.
So fear is happening.
Because cow herds there, cows are there, father and mothers have come. And by dust your face is becoming so beautiful and smara. So you give smara. That pain. But we cannot satisfy us. Because you know that स्वदर्शनस्य सर्वजनानंदकं स्वभाव ज्ञात्वा. You know that if anyone see my face, he will drown in ocean of ananda. You know, and especially to us smar will come out in our heart. You know, and that is why you are one to make so your face. You want to show your face.
What?
Again and again. To increase our smara. And by increasing that smara, you will
increase our distress.
Distress.
And then?
And you cannot give that thing. What we want? That thing? I forbid that. नाम के लिए हैं द में है.
Using Krishna, feeding them in that way.
Calling to give, that you should take, but when they come, he anyhow deceives him. Then does not give, but he gives only dukh deta hai, so many calamities he gives.
Agony.
He gets only agony.
So when the gopis cannot see Krishna, they are in distress because they don't see him.
Gopis want that they should not see Krishna, but he calls that they cannot live there in lonely places. This tune of Bansi drags then there. And they are bound to come. And then, when they come,
no meeting.
You only do, or unmadit. Unmadit means unmad. Meaning like mad.
Making us mad.
Mad.
This seems to be Krishna's business, only business. Mm. When they don't see him, when they see him, when they meet with him.
All time. So he is showing this thing. And at last we drag us by that tune of Bansi. And we have now come to this forest, Nidjan forest here. And in night, and we are weeping and going here and there. But we are not seen. So in meeting, and also is this time, they are weeping here and searching Krishna, but Krishna is not coming. So gopis are telling. You are beef. Certainly. We know that you are beef. When giving, suffer. Agony. You are beef. And to make us meet, you are so much beef. But not giving your darshan and satisfy us. So you are actually a beef. But only beef for killing lakhs and lakhs of gopis. And all will come on your head. This agony will come to your head. So please give us your darshan. You have taken our cool dharma, lajja, shame, and dharya. Dharya means?
Patience.
You have taken everything. What are the specialists of ladies? You have taken everything. And again, what you know, want to do, we can. Now you want that you should die, but still you don't want to make us die. Because you cannot have anyone like us that by suffering so much, they are not dying, and Krishna will see that they are in suffering, and he will be so much pleased. So you are certainly a being. Vaishnava Toshini. Everything will cover this, but yet he has done something. Only one slow. Dina Parichaye, I've explained. Here one thing also. Here Dina Parichaye, gopis are by this telling Dina Parichaye, the end of life. Gopis has come in the end of life. They cannot tolerate now. They are about to die. This Dina Parikhaya, day is also going on, and their life is also to be end. Dina Parikhaya. So they are telling in so marmic way. Marmic means marma, pida.
Pathetic.
That they are about to die. You should come at once, give us darshan. Very important thing he has told. Next, other meaning of Dina Parikhaya. But it is hard to take this meaning. sitting there. Nilkuntali means black. Nil means here black, perhaps. Kuntal. Beautiful. Beautifulness actually lives in black. Eyes are so big, but if black dot is, will not be in middle, this face is so beautiful, but if black not covered with, if they are white, there will be change. It depends on black everything. Gopis are so beautiful, but if Krishna is not there, everything. So, covered with black, Krishna's face makes so beautiful, like a smara. If the, this has been cut down of all gopis, what will be?
No,
can imagine? You cannot imagine. Same meaning of dhana rajaswalam. Especially he is telling that this is the fortune of only gop jati, cowherd boy and gopi, mother gopi, father gop, only for gopis. This beautiful face of Krishna, anyone other than gop cannot see. Only gop and gopi can see. No Vasudeva, Devaki and Dwarkavasi can see this thing. No smar will come when Dwarkavasi will see Krishna with golden crown and all these things. Only in Braja, where gop, gopi, gabhi lives, and they will only see and taste this beautiful face of Krishna. So all gop, gopis don't want any other thing. They want that Krishna, this face should come in our heart. They don't want to see Dwarka Krishna and Mathura's Krishna or any other Krishna, only in this form. As they have told also in Venugita, when Krishna on his turban, he has taken the rope of binding cows here and here. Anyone cannot see this roop of Krishna anywhere else than Vrindavan. He has taken ropes, one here and other here. Like say, when he is going to milk cows. And this face is also, when gopi will see, they will have so much a smar there also. Krishna is telling that I have given nothing, no suffering. Then gopis are telling that certainly you have given. Krishna tells that how I give? You gave smara, smara pain, by showing your this face. We don't want to see your this face, so we were in our homes, in our rooms, and we had shut up our doors. But anyone came, and opened the door and went in our heart, took our heart and dragged us here. Here manasi iti, there is a word. Muhur manasi nah smara bi rajatthati. Manasi, Kamdev is the adhisthata devata of mana, mind. You know? So a smar comes in mind, mana in heart. So you drag us and then by showing your face, you give in our mind that is smara. Why you show your face again and again? That if we want a remedy of this, but again and again showing, our smara goes upward. What? माने बढ़ रहा है ना
increasing
they are telling that you are deep we know that you are deep but only you are deep to killing gopis only and to give smar only you are deep in this not in other subjects And all these things are the same. But today I thought that in day I don't have time, so I should do bhajan in night. I work in the active and after 1 hour, so much heavy pain in my hand. So I could not do bhajan also. No time. I wanted to write, but...
You tried to write today.
I wanted,
yeah.
But I couldn't. Someone comes and... So today... You are feeling also separation. So, level to leg.
I am not feeling separation.
I also. But why? They felt separation. Why?
They have developed love for Krishna. If you don't love someone, you won't feel separation.
We are eating, we are drinking, we are making pleasure. And we are all right because we are not the pastor is
not qualified
here. We are not so good. Pastor mane kya pastor?
Then the for our heart.
Four. You are not qualified for that thing. They have done lakhs and lakhs births aradhana. we have not done. We have no thirst of praying, nothing. So we are not feeling anything. If a good quality of cloth or salt